Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Okay. Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick with the Trump administration announcing Chinese tariff negotiations, trade deal negotiations going really, really well. Okay. Was this as bizarre and Orwellian to you as it was to me? They're going really, really well. Really. Because as you're negotiating, China is literally sending another bioweapon. We caught him. Hope we got them all. That doesn't sound like really, really well to me. I mean, look, I don't like being gaslit by anybody. We had this shift a couple weeks back. Scott Bessent comes out. It didn't just puzzle me. It puzzled New York Post. They were sort of baffled by it, actually. Where it almost seemed we turned a corner with China and announced, oh, hey, you know what? We actually, yeah, no, we do want to be their trade partner. Yeah, we're just going to get them to open their markets to us. Yeah. So they'll open their markets to us. They're currently pretty much closed for the most part. They'll have dropped normal trade rules like they agreed to with the World Trade Organization, but never honored. And we're going to have all these great business opportunities for American businesses. Well, I mean, that sounds good if China were a normal place. It's almost as if the Trump administration is ignoring that China is not a normal place. You can't really cut a deal with them when they're trying to kill you. Or to wipe out all your crops. And look, Biden and his administration were awful about this. Just pretending China was a normal place with normal people doing normal things. Just another nation that we could trade with. They're not. And so literally as Lutnick's announcing, hey, things are going great with China negotiations, another bioweapon appears. Chinese researcher tried to smuggle biological materials into the U.S., from Wuhan? Of course it was from Wuhan. That's the Chinese Communist Party's People's Liberation Army largest bioweapons lab. Of course it's from Wuhan. Researcher by the name of Chen Qing Han was arrested Sunday after landing at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport, right in the middle of these very excellent and most amazing Chinese negotiations. She's now the third Chinese scientist to be charged with smuggling illegal biological materials into Michigan. So this is literally this Sunday. So what's she smuggling in? How's it? What has she got? Well, this is an invasive species of roundworms. She lied about them, said, no, these are just containers, nothing to see here. She did not get the legally required U.S. government permits to bring these into the country. They were weaponized, biological materials, the government says. That if they get into the ecosystem as invasive species can damage crops, livestock, and ecosystems. And what has China bought up? Farmland, of course. Gotta get it in the ecosystem. Those kind of nematodes can be parasitic, using host organisms to survive, spread to crops or the environment, killing livestock, destroying crops, and the like. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like negotiations going so well to me. I just don't know. I mean, it's as if China's not mocking us. And folks, I'm on the same page with the New York Post. May 19th editorial, they were baffled. China blinked. And Trump clearly won the first round of his tariff war. They were baffled. Why did he back off? Here's what they wrote. With foreign investment pouring into the U.S., job growth strong and inflation low and falling, Trump was under little domestic pressure to back off Beijing. Xi Jinping, however, was desperate to make a deal. The past few weeks have seen tens of thousands of Chinese businesses closed. Tens of thousands of Chinese businesses closed. And millions of workers laid off. Had the high tariffs continued, over 50% of export companies would have gone under and 30 million workers would have been in the streets. Folks, they were already burning down factories at that point. She knew that, Chairman Xi, and with falling property values and shrinking domestic consumption, keeping exports flowing to the U.S. was vital to China's survival. Americans only buy 16% of total exports from China, but because we buy in bulk and pay on time, we provide 50% of that sector's profits, 50-50, and China is an export-based society. So they're saying, look, we were right. The 30 million unemployed in the streets, this is what we need. We need the Communist Party members dragged out of their houses. Because folks, either their own people going to drag them out and take care of it, or we're going to have to with guns, bullets and blood. Either we do this now and we collapse the Chinese Communist Party and make China Japan, or we fight them in a real war. Those are our options. It is so clear to me. I could see it. They're not going to stop until they are a superpower and we are destroyed. But we got access to their markets in the meantime. Who cares? I don't care. Do you care? I don't care. I don't understand what we're doing at this point. I don't get it. And look, when we met with China on the sidelines, they flat out said to Scott Bessent, yeah, we did cut that trade deal with Trump last time. It was a good trade deal. But Democrats don't make us comply with that stuff. They're not going to comply. What happens every time we get close to a trade deal that does not benefit China or that they do not like? And this is what I'm afraid of right now. We're watching it. We are watching them. What is a new bioweapon every week now? Remember what happened after Trump's last very successful trade deal with China. They got the short end of the stick. He forced them to agree to it. What happened? COVID happened. Don't ever forget that.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause. A very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing...
They let it out, y'all. Come on, they let it out. Folks, we're watching escape from the Wuhan lab. Oh, okay. Did the toxic crop destroying roundworm escape too? Is that how that worked? Did they fly COVID over here? Look, folks, they released a study, guys. It's been 6 weeks ago that it appears COVID was circulating here before China. Why? They did the same thing. Look at this. They flew it over and they let it go. We catch them over and over and over again. Now, you heard that clip there. That's Daniel DeMartino, regular on CNBC, CEO of Money Strong. What do we cut a deal with them? Well, Trump cut a great deal. And he did. It was a great deal. Would have given us access to their markets. Did we ever get it? No. No, we did not. Why? They released COVID. We're doing it again. As a country. Forget you. We're right on the edge, man. We're going to get access to their markets. It's going to be great. No, we're not. This time it's going to be a nematode. It's going to be a roundworm. It's going to be whatever parasitic thing they let go. We're going to be in a food crisis. Who's that give power to? Russia, China. It's happening right again, and we fall right for it. We fall right for it. But wait, what is the answer? I hate to say who has the answer. Not in this context, but who has the answer? Lindsey Graham did. I don't like Lindsey Graham. You know that. 500% tariff. Crush them. If we can't see this is an act of war and shut our borders to their goods, we're just going to live in a world ruled by China. We're going to realize too late we did it. We're going to try to fight them with guns, and my kids will be on the ship. Your kids will be on the ship. That's where we're going. These are our only choices. This is an act of war. And that doesn't even count the illegal bio lab we found them running under Biden. Remember, they had even genetically engineered the mice to carry the deadly strains of COVID and spread them. Folks, that's four times. What do we need, 5, 6, 7? 200,000 plus Americans dead of fentanyl overdoses. Some as young as 12. Do we get it? No. 1.1 million dead of COVID. Half were fake, but the other half were not. At some point, you have to say, you know what? We can't be like, yay, we got our business into their markets. Yes, but they're killing us and destroying our crops. It's not going to work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The term migrant, they're illegal aliens.
Amen to that, Tom Homan. I didn't know this. You know, over 1,000 Democrats showed up at his house to protest. Can you imagine what that does to his neighbors? He's Trump's deportation czar. Here's what he's had to say about the last couple of days.
Like I said many times, these elected officials or these non-government organizations, they can't cross the line either. I mean, we got people like, you know, Hakeem Jeffries saying he's going to Doc's ICE employees, you know, ICE agents out there with masks on. They're wearing masks to protect themselves and their families because they've been doxxed, their family's been doxxed, their life's been threatened, their families have been threatened. I know myself, I had over 1,000 protesters in my house. I expect that as the borders are, but these men and women are putting their lives online every day. They arrested a lot of bad people yesterday and today. They arrested child sex offenders. They arrested people convicted of robbery. They arrested public safety, not only significant public safety threats, but national security threats. They arrested gang members. We're making Los Angeles safer. And Mayor Bass ought to be thanking us for making her city safer. And the term migrant, they're illegal aliens.
Okay, folks, so I want to outline what is going on right now. Because a lot of folks on our side still don't understand what they're looking at. If you're one of my Battleground America listeners, my podcast, you know what you're looking at. A lot of folks running around giving advice like this from Victor Davis Hanson. It's not bad advice, the Democrat Party, but, you know, you're going to lose. A guy with a wet Mexican flag, burning car.
I'll just give a word of advice. You're going to lose the optics, Democrats, left, and immigration protesters if you have a lot of people here illegally and they're waving not the American flag but the Mexican flag as they're committing acts of violence.
Yeah, and that's going to be a loser. That look, the Democrat Party sitting an all-time low right now. By the way, that's NBC admitting that. 27% approval. Do they care? No. That what you're looking at is the long approach. That's what you're looking at. They are not campaigning to you. They're not. They're not talking to us. We think they are, but they're not. We think they got their message all wrong. They're talking to us. It's crazy. Guy with the Mexican flag. It's not going to work. No, and it's not going to work. Not with Americans. So our side is laughing at Democrats. The LA riots won't appeal to the American people. We say, what are they doing? We still don't get it. America, Americans, not the intended audience. They've given up on us. They have. And they're talking now to another nation. The 50,000 strong shadow nation they've imported to outvote us. They think they're going to outvote us. This is a long game. So Los Angeles riots are to say, to convey the message to the 50,000 strong shadow nation. Flee here to our Democrat sanctuary cities. That is the message. And we will protect you with violence if necessary until Trump's term ends. That is the campaign you are watching. It is long game. They know it will hurt them. They may get down to 20% approval. They don't care at this point. So they're practically begging the shadow nation not to leave the country on one of Trump's deportation flights. Hey, get on the flight. We'll pay for the flight. You know, get where you're going. We'll give you $1,000 to spend. They are terrified. People will take that deal. That is what this is about. That is why the Democrats don't mind the imagery of the Mexican flag waving protesters. In fact, they prefer it because it gets the message across. We are here. We will protect you. Come to a sanctuary city. Wait out the Trump term. I don't think there's any parallel to this in known human history, where you have a political party hate so much their own voters, their own citizens. They are trying to import not just some new ones, but an entirely new nation, 50 million strong. We have never seen that before. As Joe Biden admitted when he went down to Mexico about a year and a half ago and bragged,
this has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
It's unprecedented. We've never seen this. Here's what the Democrats believe, okay? They believe no other Republican will fight to deport them, to deport the illegals, like Trump has. They may be right about that. They believe they only have to shelter these new voters and their cartel handlers for about 3.5 years. And they are building a relationship with them, campaigning to them, knowing that with amnesty and the votes of 27% of Americans who still approve of the Democrat Party, they can establish a one-party system. This is what they think. And if they never get that amnesty, every year more children are born to illegals. Think who will be voting in four elections. Many of them already have children. It's the first thing they did when they got here. The children of those hiding behind Democrat state and city lines, fearing deportation. This is the plan, okay? This is what they're doing. This is what they believe. That is why these optics, no, they don't make sense. They're going to alienate more Americans. They know that, and they don't care. They don't see another way forward right now because Americans just aren't ready for the radical part of their agenda, and that's what they're at. That's where they are. But there's a huge problem. I mean, a big problem. Democrats, for them, keep telling us that they have to get violent, but also not violent, but also violent, but also not violent. Wink, wink, nod, nod. To protect immigrants. They are protecting immigrants. They are the party of protecting immigrants from Donald Trump, the racist, sexist, xenophobe. Well, there might be a little problem with that. As it turns out, immigrants don't want to be protected by them. Not real ones.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters.
By the way, this is amazing. This audio, I didn't mean to fire it as early as I did. This is CNN pollster Henry Enten.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were, in fact, immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
So that's on that issue. How about how they feel about kind of traditionally, historically about Donald Trump?
Yeah. So, you know, you see this shift and you go, what is going on underneath the hood? Well, take a look, Donald Trump. You remember when he first ran back in 2016, immigrant voters were one of his weakest spots. But look at this. Trump's vote share in presidential elections among, again, immigrant citizens, those who registered to vote. Look at this. 2016, he got 36% of the vote. You go to 2020, 39% of the vote. Look at this. In 2024, all the way up to 47% of the vote.
So just to bottom line it, Democrats say they have to get violent, but also not violent, to protect immigrants. 4 years ago, immigrants voted 32% plus 32% for Joe Biden. They loved him. Everything was fine. Fast forward just 4 years, they voted plus 8% for Trump. That is a 40-point swing in 4 years. So immigrants don't like the Democrats anymore. They don't want their protection. They don't want chaos in the streets. And this is a problem because Democrats have put all their eggs in this basket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There is no violence, y'all.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. Talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
There's no violence. None whatsoever. Except the violence that disgusts him. Who? LAPD Chief, Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell, who did see violence.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial-grade fireworks at our officers. That can kill you. We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this type of activity and the type of things that they're doing. They'll take backpacks, and the backpack will have a cinder block in it. They have a hammer, and they'll break up the cinder block and use that, pass it around to throw at officers, to throw at cars, and throw at other people.
No violence, except the violence that there is. Here's some more from L.A., Police Chief Jim McDonald.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had
Yeah, pretty much. But according to ABC News, mainstream media,
it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
So just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn. That's all. Democrats coming out and saying, look, when people's team wins, they drag a couch out and set it on fire. This is all very normal. So there's no violence, but also there is violence that is also very normal. Remember what the standard is set by the Democrats last time they did this. I have so many clips on this. I just pulled a few. Here's Patrice Cullors of Black Lives Matter.
We are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence. And we rarely hear the media focus on police violence or police terror.
So we are focused on violence. This is the Democrat Party she's talking about. It's who they are. But also, remember the rule that was laid down and was firmly established, started with the New York Times. Property damage is not violence because the insurance company pays.
There's a real blurring of the lines in the use of the word violence. Is property destruction violence?
Yes.
To some people, it certainly is.
Uh-huh.
But this idea that breaking windows or other acts of property destruction are the same as actual violence against humans is kind of a dangerous and slippery concept. You keep using these words, violent, and it gives the impression, I mean, the only violence or the only acts of violence against people.
CNN established property damage is not violence. I listen to Representative Maxine Waters.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. Talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
Yeah, because it's not violence. But they're hoping for violence. Working with Act Blue is the Democrats' fundraising arm. Okay, they're funding Chirla. Mike Johnson is funding Chirla. Yeah, Republicans funded this. You know, I just got a question for Mike Johnson this morning. Yeah, Trump was calling out these very obviously highly trained, highly coordinated people that are doing this. And saying, look, Dave, look, and we all know this, okay? These agitators are paid.
I believe many of them are paid. I watched them breaking up the sidewalks with a big hammer, handing pieces of the concrete to other people.
Who do you think is paying for that?
Somebody's paying for it. Thank you.
You might have something to do with it.
Thank you for saying that. Somebody's paying for that. I watched total professionals. He's banging the curb, banging the granite, banging the concrete. And he had a whole group of people. They lined up like totally professional, grabbed the big chunks, and they dropped it on the soldiers. They dropped it on the Los Angeles police. These are insurrectionists. They're agitators.
Yep. And the group funded by Act Blue and Mike Johnson, who, you know, if he's going to bankrupt my children, I really would. He'd just pay attention to what it is. Just take a look. What's in the bill you're funding? Do you even know? Chirla, Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. Street violence brought to you by Republican leadership. How do you explain that? I don't know. I do not understand. But no more than I explain how Mike Johnson was also bankrupting us to fund the censorship of conservatives and Elon Musk. I don't get that either. Global Engagement Center. Everybody knows what that funds. That is debanking and censorship of conservatives. He funded that too. So, I mean, I just want to, like, at some point, is he going to read the bill? What is in this bill? Has he read it? Because the answer is yes, Act Blue is the biggest funder here. Democrats are the biggest funder, but we funded them too. We've got to start reading the bills we are bankrupting our children to pay for. Unbelievable, y'all. Joe Biden, his deep state, proudly installed Al-Qaeda. Gave them a country. They've wanted a country for a long time. And it's really not fair they don't have their own. After all, there's like 145. So the Biden administration gave them Syria. Very exciting. The world leader of Al-Qaeda was installed by the Biden administration. The media said, well, you know, his background's a little problematic, but he's like totally changed. He immediately began slaughtering Christians. Rounded him up, took him to the city square. It's too early in the morning to talk about what happened next. By the thousands. You can watch it on X. Mainstream media didn't cover it, naturally. But you can watch it on X. Just Al-Qaeda doing Al-Qaeda things. Biden administration said, well, you know what? We need to extend diplomatic relations to them. We like these guys now. They're great. After the Biden administration gave Al-Qaeda a country, what do they do? What do they do? You got to guess? So predictable. They're threatening to kill Trump. Now, that's like really weird because Biden was president when Al-Qaeda was ruling Syria, their country they have now. They didn't threaten to kill him. It's almost as if they think he's their friend. It's almost as if they think Democrats are their friends. So just to recap, the Biden regime installed Al-Qaeda with our logistics and training. Israelis helped too, and our weapons. And they crushed Bashar al-Assad, who had stood in the way of the Muslim Brotherhood, of the jihadists, of the terrorists for many years, fought them to the hilt, kept them confined in the part of the state, part of the country, in the northeast part of the country. But with our help, We install Al-Qaeda. So it's all better now. We fixed it. What are they doing with their free time now? Exactly what I told you they would do. They are already threatening to kill Trump from the safe haven Biden and our deep state gave them. Great. That's fantastic. Oh, by the way, they're going to kill J.D. Vance too, they say. Al-Qaeda's leader, Saad bin Atif al-Awlaki, called for American Muslims to rise up and wage jihad, and also the assassination of American officials, including, by the way, Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk, among others. I just think it's very interesting that these people never want to kill Democrats. It's the weirdest thing. So normally Sunni and Shia don't agree on much. Sunni side of it is Al-Qaeda. The Shia terrorist side is Iran. Normally they kill each other on the battlefield, but not anymore. They're in an agreement. They all want to kill Trump. So Al-Qaeda has a fatwa on Trump, and so does Iran. By the way, these fatwas posted to Twitter accounts. They're coming. They're going to kill him, they say. We're going to be fighting this for two decades. Not because Al-Qaeda's got, I mean, they got their training camp. They got their privacy to do what they do now that the Christians are out of the way. It's fantastic. They're both trying to kill Trump. You know what's weird about this? Joe Biden was president for 4 years. They never threatened to kill him. Not Al-Qaeda, and certainly not Iran. The Ayatollah of Iran posted on his Twitter account to kill Bolton, Pompeo, Trump, and everyone around him. In fact, we have not one, not two, but three of their assassins in custody now. Hope the fourth one doesn't make it through. I don't know why they don't want to kill Democrats. It's almost as if they feel a kinship there. It's almost as if the Iran is funding the grassroots Hamas uprising in America. Wait, they are. The Biden administration admitted that. It's almost as if they're merging with the Democrat Party. In much the way we're seeing China do that, Democrats give them the technology to create COVID, China turns around and funds their street protests. Yeah, Chinese billionaire funding a lot of the chaos you're watching on your television as China merges with the Democrat Party too. I'm losing track, y'all.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.